This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Chicago, where police are updating the arrest of Empire actor Jussie Smollett, the 36-year-old claiming that he'd been the victim of a hate crime attack last month in Chicago, but now he's charged with filing a false report.
Celebrities, news commentators, and even presidential candidates weighed in on something that was choreographed by an actor.
An angry Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson at a news conference that's just wrapping up.
How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims?
Federal prosecutors accusing a U.S. Coast Guard officer of planning to carry out a large-scale domestic terror attack. They say Christopher Paul Hassan also wanted to kill a number of Democratic politicians and journalists. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Oakland, California teachers going on strike today. The union president, Keith Brown, says it's over concerns about pay, the high cost of living, and oversized classrooms.
Our bargaining team has met, and the proposal from the district still does not address the essential needs of our students.
Fewer Americans filing for jobless benefits last week. The Department of Labor says 216,000 first-time claims were filed. That's down from 239,000 the previous week. Economists had expected claims to drop to 229,000 new filings, so the number came in better than they expected. Another day of winter weather affecting parts of the South, Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, New England. More than 2,000 flights were canceled yesterday because of the weather, and about 1,000 have been canceled today. If you're in because of the weather, check us out online at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After a tragic raid last month when an undercover narcotics unit burst into a Houston home looking to arrest a man they believed was dealing heroin, and it turned into a shootout that left two innocent people dead, Houston police are changing policies. The chief, Art Acevedo, says they're limiting the use of no-knock warrants, although he says they can't get rid of them altogether.
I know people want to do away with them. Some folks would say do away with them 100% of the time, but you just simply can't do that. You have to maintain this ability to do this in an exigent circumstance where you truly need to use it. For example, you have a hostage rescue situation where you don't want to knock and say you're coming in the middle of the night. You're going to do a no-knock entry.
That botched raid last month remains under investigation. Negotiators for the U.S. and China said to be making significant progress towards ending the trade war that's been shaking the world's two biggest economies. Reports are negotiators are drawing up memorandums of understanding on issues including American companies being forced to transfer technology, as well as intellectual property rights, services, currency, and so-called non-tariff barriers to trade. And the editor-in-chief of USA Today is apologizing for publishing a blackface photo of herself in her college yearbook 30 years ago, Nicole Carroll making the apology in a column last night on the newspaper's website. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, we better stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? We always love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent, get involved. Let us know your thoughts. Make sure that, hey, look, we're all in this together to save this country, right? So let us know. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we're going to talk business, okay? And the question is the American way of doing business broken? Well, according to author Aaron Dignan, it definitely is outdated. He says the one-size-fits-all monoculture is a thing of the past. We know that the era of mass marketing has been gone and done for quite a while, so why not business as well? Aaron Dignan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great, yeah. Excited to be here.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about your new book, Brave New Work. Are you ready to reinvent your organization? You know, and I guess that sometimes is very difficult because we get used to our, you know, as one of the books said, our cheese being in a certain place. And when we have to move our cheese around, it can discombobulate the folks, right?
Yeah, I think there's a kind of an idea that change is something that we resist, and I think that's true if a change is something that's happening to us.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, we do a lot of change in our lives that we direct ourselves and we lead ourselves to different places. So for me, a lot of this is just about turning the question around and saying, hey, for any team, what's stopping you from doing the best work of your life? What's in your way? What's slowing you down, right? And see where the answers lead.
Well, and what you point out in the book is at the center of all this is humanity, with all its complexes and personalities and gifts and talents. So how do we maximize that incredible potential that is at the desk next to you?
I think there's a huge misunderstanding, actually, about the nature of people, and there's always been sort of two schools of thought, right? There's the school that says that we are lazy and uncreative and need to be motivated and incentivized and told what to do, and a lot of those ideas were born, you know, on a factory floor 100 years ago in order to increase productivity so we could make, you know, 40,000 boots for the Napoleonic Wars and things like that. But the reality is that we're not that way. We actually are mostly motivated by autonomy, by kind of agency in our own lives and in our work lives. We're motivated by, you know, purpose, by having meaning in the work that we do, in a sense that we're serving others or serving a purpose greater than ourselves. Yeah, and we're motivated by mastery, the idea that we're learning and growing
exactly
all the time. So it means creating a different environment in which we work. And what's amazing about people is we're chameleons. You put us in a different environment and suddenly we behave so very differently.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you brought up mastery, because that is so important and something that's so undervalued and I think was a big issue, you might say, for the last decade, because I think that productivity was squashed and on so many levels. You know, you can blame it on government regulation. I've referred to it as the heavy boot of the government on the throats of human productivity that kept us down below a 3% GDP. But that set aside, those are numbers. I want to look at the people themselves in terms of the happiness quotient. You know, I don't think people were very happy over the last 10 years.
No, I mean, one in two people at work is thinking about quitting their job. One in two people is disengaged. I mean, it is a pervasive problem. And what's interesting about the productivity stuff is that there is a human side to it, right? So we, you know, economists kind of scratch their heads that we have all these amazing innovations in the internet and mobile phones and apps and new technologies, and somehow productivity growth is stalled. And I'm just sitting here going, hello, it's bureaucracy. That's
exactly. What,
go talk to people at the edge. They'll tell you what's slowing them down.
Right.
It's all this red tape wrapped around the handle. And so, I mean, certainly regulation is a small part of it, but I actually think the much bigger part is meetings to prepare for meetings.
Oh, yeah,
and
exactly.
15,000 emails to reply to. My friend Gary Hamill wrote a big study and figured out that the U.S. economy loses about $3 trillion a year to bureaucracy, to managers that don't really need to be in place, layers that don't need to be there, you know, work that is sort of pushing paper around and instead of, you know, making things lean and agile and effective.
Mm-hmm. What used to drive me nuts when I was running a sales team was that you would get you know, the big suits in the big offices that would come in and interfere with the natural rotation of business. Because when you're dealing with commission salespeople, guess what happens in the last week and a half of the month?
Yeah,
you know, it is a mad scramble to hit numbers. And invariably, they would come down and say, oh, we need to have a meeting on something. And I go, wait a minute, do you realize what you're asking for a meeting in the midst of us trying to accomplish our goals at a critical time when everybody is motivated to do that, and you want to distract them? That doesn't make sense.
Let's have a meeting to talk about why we don't have enough time.
Exactly.
That's classic. And I think the targets thing is interesting too. I mean, I find it interesting that you brought up the end of the month goal, because one of the profiles I did in the book is on a bank in Sweden called Handelsbank, and they've worked without a traditional budget and targets for about 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they've eclipsed the average profitability of their category. And one of the things that they realized is that, you know, a target can be damaging in both directions. So it can create sandbagging, right? I'm going to,
exactly,
you know, hold back on what I actually think I can do in order to get an achievable goal. And it can also create.
Yeah, talk to Wells Fargo about sandbagging, right?
Exactly, yeah. Or you could say, you know, gosh, I could exceed sales by 20% this month, but since next month's goal is waiting for me, I'm going to delay this sale until then. And so there's a lot of gaming that goes on that really isn't serving us. So I think there's actually some very interesting ways to unwind that.
Well, in your research for Brave New Work, what motivated you to focus on this, Aaron?
Well, you know, I've worked with organizations my whole career, so I've done different kinds of consulting, and what I just came to realize is that, you know, the problem wasn't the thing we were working on. It wasn't the technology or the innovation or the creativity or any of that. The problem was the way we were working. I saw it in the eyes of my, you know, colleagues and my people across the table that we were held back, that we were frustrated. I mean, I did a project once that had 25,000% ROI on using additive manufacturing instead of traditional. And you know how many times they replicated that the next quarter? Zero times.
Wow.
And the reason was, it won't pay off right away. You know, we got to hit the quarter. We got numbers. We got priorities. And so we can't be messing with that stuff. And I just started to think, man, we're not very good at adapting at scale. You know, whether it be our government, our political institutions, our social institutions, our organizations, we haven't really learned how to change and adapt at scale yet. And we better figure it out fast, because there's a lot of things coming at us.
Well, and there's a lot of competition. Somebody's going to embrace this. And you already have mentioned.
Exactly.
There are companies outside of the domestic zone of the United States and, you know, doing quite well thinking outside of the box, because they found a way to figure it out. Just like you said, hey, the heck with deadlines, you know. right?
Exactly. I mean, Haier, for that matter, just bought GE Appliances 2 years ago because they had figured out how to work in autonomous teams and have, you know, little mini P&Ls and work fast and agile. And when they bought it, it was really distressed. And now here we are 2 years later, and it's, you know, posting some of its first revenue and profit gains in a decade. So I think it is, that is happening. And wherever the innovation is where the, you know, energy will go.
You know, without a doubt. Aaron Dignan is the founder of The Ready, an organization design and transformation firm that helps institutions like Johnson & Johnson, Charles Schwab's, Kaplan, Microsoft, and many others. And he is the author of the book Brave New Work. And we're going to have more from Aaron on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
So high, breaking it down.
to keep getting away with it because you don't say anything. The silent majority's got to stand up and remember, oh, yes, there is a Constitution. It talks about we the people, which commands us to be the ones. We're the position of authority, not the elites. So, but we set that aside for right now because we want to talk about your business and ask you if you're ready to reinvent your organization. Aaron Dignan confronts teams all over the world with one simple question. What's stopping you from doing the best work of your life? Think about that, huh? That's worth a meeting right there. And maybe it's a meeting of one, you know, just to have, you know, forget about a bunch of people in a room. Just you yourself thinking, okay, what is stopping me from doing the best work of my life? Well, he found that nearly everyone from Wall Street to Silicon Valley points to the same frustrations. Lack of trust, bottlenecks in decision-making, siloed functions and teams, meeting and email overload, tiresome budgeting, short-term thinking, and more. And we're talking about this right now, and it's from his new book, Brave New Work, the founder of The Ready. Aaron, let's talk about our current economic operating system, which you call advanced capitalism, how it's created the conditions for organizations to become inefficient and inhuman.
Yeah, I mean, it's such an interesting moment that we're living in because obviously the core tenets of capitalism are quite profound and powerful. We're talking about markets, we're talking about competition, we're talking about people having the chance to try different things and see what works, and we want the evolution that comes from that. I think what is interesting about it is that the values that we put into it that define who does win and what winning looks like are what are kind of at odds right now. And so does winning look like, you know, Jeff Bezos having more money than a third of the world's population, but the people that work in his factories not being able to feed their kids, right? Is that a win? Is that what we mean when we say winning in the marketplace? And certainly that's one kind of winning, but maybe it's not the kind we want, you know, more broadly. And then the bigger question is sort of what do we value? So we talk about, most forms of funding, public markets, et cetera. They kind of want never-ending growth. Mm-hmm. And the idea that maybe a company like Apple, which is worth $1 trillion, right, needs to grow forever, mm-hmm. There's only so many people on the planet. There's only so much planet on the planet.
Exactly.
And so, thinking about what does success really look like is kind of at the core of it. And the good news is that we're seeing new forms of corporation, new forms of funding come around that are saying, yes, we want to win, but we want to win in more than one way. Mm-hmm. And so things like Eric Ries's long-term stock exchange, which says, hey, we can still buy and sell stock all we want, but the longer you hold a stock, the more your vote has sway. That's mm-hmm. a powerful idea.
Right.
It starts to move us away from the short-term swing and algorithmic trading that tells us that we have to, mortgage the house in order to pay, Peter, Paul, and Mary. So I think those kinds of ideas are really powerful. And then for someone starting a business, just even being able to start it as a public benefit corporation and say, yeah, we're going to make profit. It's not a nonprofit, mm-hmm. but we're also going to set other goals that matter to us in our community, for our employees, for our people that participate with us. And that's also part of the equation. So I think mm-hmm. it's just a modulation away from the thing that has become an extreme version of itself to something with, with more values at play.
Well, from time to time, businesses, organizations have had to adapt. This would brought, the unions in because the employees felt like they weren't getting a fair shake. And we seem to be there now with a certain percentage. You mentioned Jeff Bezos. Here he is. He's making all this money. And what about the downline people? And so how do we address this? Because doesn't that become a threat to capitalism? And I'm a capitalist. I think it's the best economic operating system that is available that incentivizes all the right things. But it definitely needs, I think, it needs some updating to, consider some of these things that we haven't considered before and that we've just taken for granted, where these businesses have made money. That has been their sole focus without realizing that, look, you've got to take care of your people.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think it's just, the current system right now is a little bit too easy to game. You can have someone like Snapchat that creates an interesting app and raises a bunch of money from a very small number of elite investors and goes public and then, kind of hands the bag to the public and says, here's a thing that you bought, invested in, bought and paid for, but isn't necessarily going to, meaningfully affect the world in a way. So I do think there's a challenge there. But to me, it really just goes back to, you know, what is the business of business? And I think that, you know, in the chapter of purpose, I talk about the old Milton Friedman quote, you know, the business of business is business, effectively, that we're only in business to make profit and that everything else is secondary. And I think, you know, I think that's a short-sighted way to look at it. I think it's pretty myopic, and it doesn't have to be that way. And that doesn't mean that we do away with competition or you know, freedom or, you know, winners and losers. I think it just means that we change the definition of,
exactly,
of what winning looks like and what that means.
Well, also that you broaden the definition of what profit means, not just about money, but it's individual profit and enlargement and advancement. You know, like we talked about in the first segment, I've maintained, you know, for a long time that one of the key values we can hold to is the giftings and talents that you've been blessed with have to be exercised and grown. And whenever I've gotten involved with organizations and I see frustration happening, that is one of the key causes of frustration, is people are miscast, they're round pegs and square holes, they're not being utilized to their fullest, and boy, man, that will accentuate the frustration schedule, level, you know, constantly.
Oh yeah, one of the CEOs that I covered in the book says, you know, we don't hire and develop people so we can run this business. We run this business so we can hire and develop people.
Right.
I think that's a really nice way to look at it.
Well, and that leads to what we're talking about, is that is it going to be employee-centric, or are we just so greed-centric, I guess, to your earlier point?
Well, I think that the nice thing about what I'm finding in this research and in the work that I do is that winning by creating the most innovative, the fastest changing, the most adaptive, the most kind of stellar organization that lasts requires that you include the participation and the autonomy and the transparency and the trust within the ranks in 2019. That in fact, you know, anything that's working is working, you know, often because of those things. And even in a place like Amazon, I mean, there's a lot of good things going on there too, about, you know, focusing on the size of teams with two pizza teams and focusing on making meetings more meaningful and more focused by, you know, having people come in and prepare with a memo that everyone reads first so we don't waste time talking and BSing each other. There's, I think the idea is that the companies that focus on the way they work and how they work and really care about that are going to inherit the earth, and so it's sort of the beautiful thing is that you almost can't win in the future without thinking hard about the way you work and not just adopting the ways of the past kind of mindlessly. So I'm hopeful that will lead to a little bit more consciousness and a little bit more awareness and a little bit more humanity in the workplace.
Aaron, some people would look at your book, Brave New Work, and say, well, that's for my boss, that's for leaders. But you're saying, no, there's application for, you know, the downline employees in an organization, right?
The reality is that, I mean, and I've sort of spent so much time with teams at the edge, you have a lot more power than you think you do. I think you have to reclaim some of it. You know, 50 to 80% of what we do at work, we actually do have a say in how we do it and how we meet and how we communicate with our team and how we show up and all this. So I think there's a big role to play in just taking some accountability back and taking some ownership back about the way we show up. I think there's a role to play to ask the question, right, to just go to the leader, go to the team and say, hey, why aren't we doing a retrospective to learn from the last project? Why aren't we taking the time to ask what's stopping us? And can I be the loud voice that maybe triggers that?
Exactly.
And then the last thing, you know, I sort of wrote the book so that someone would read it, start to resonate with the ideas, and then maybe leave it on their boss's desk.
Well, I got to tell you, I can relate to this on several levels, including, a lot that you're sharing is what we've been talking about, you know, from a political angle. You know, when the government says, or our Constitution says, we the people, you know, I think they underestimate, to your point, the voice and the power they have. But if you don't exercise it, well, then, it just lies there dormant and you continue to be frustrated. Book, great research, Aaron Dignan. I just so appreciate your effort on this. Brave New Work, highly recommended. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and the book is available at all the usual places. Right, Aaron?
That's right. Thank
you
so much.
Just like that. Aaron Dignan on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. are great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Chicago, where police are updating the arrest of Empire actor Jussie Smollett, the 36-year-old claiming that he'd been the victim of a hate crime attack last month in Chicago, but now he's charged with filing a false report.
Celebrities, news commentators, and even presidential candidates weighed in on something that was choreographed by an actor.
An angry Chicago police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, at a news conference that's just wrapping up.
How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims?
Federal prosecutors accusing a U.S. Coast Guard officer of planning to carry out a large-scale domestic terror attack. They say Christopher Paul Hassan also wanted to kill a number of Democratic politicians and journalists. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Live.
You know, you think about that, you know, it starts with healing, and along with that comes mercy, and you get healing, mercy, and freedom. Isn't that what, I mean, you know, think about it. Think about those three words, you know, healing, mercy, and freedom. And it really transcends very perfectly into our next guest, Connie Harshaw, who's the board chair for Let Freedom Ring Foundation, and Pastor Reginald Davis with First Baptist Church. Now, the Freedom Bell, this is about the Freedom Bell at the historic First Baptist Church of Williamsburg, one of the oldest African-American churches in the United States, is continuing to ring every day during the month of February with a mission to heal the racial divide in the state and in the nation. And I think we all can applaud that. The acclaimed church will also guide the way to racial harmony with an appeal to churches around the country to bring awareness to what unites us and to strive for racial accord during their 11 o'clock church service, traditionally the most segregated hour of the week in American households. The annual call was originally established in 2016 in celebration of the 240th anniversary of the historic church and continues loudly at this moment in history for Virginia and the nation as we struggle with issues of race. Connie and Pastor Davis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Well, Pastor Davis, our hearts are united here on this show, let me tell you, for healing this racial divide. When is enough enough, and what is it going to take? You know, I had some ambition during Promise Keepers, you know, that campaign. And Coach McCarthy did a lot to bring this to the forefront. But it's just, you know, this has been a tough battle for us to overcome, where a small, and what I see, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here, but I see a small minority of people that just do not want, you know, the healing of this racial divide. Is that a misperception on my part?
Well, I think when you say a small minority of people don't want the healing, I would have to say that it's probably the majority. And what I mean about that, mm-hmm. I mean that if the majority would come together and say enough is enough, mm-hmm. then we will get the kind of transformation in this nation that we desire. Mm-hmm. We are a democracy, and a democracy is the people have to speak.
Right.
There was a great theologian by the name of Walter Rauschenbusch. He says, when the majority of the people, when they say enough is enough and no longer buy into those divides, then it will stop.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to get the majority of people behind the core values of America. And this is why we have the Let Freedom Ring bell at First Baptist Church. We want to remind people it's not just the majority. If you sit back and you don't do anything,
right.
then you are joining the minority in helping to keep things the way they are. So if the majority push toward that transformation, it will happen.
Exactly. Well, Connie is the board chair for Let Freedom Ring Foundation. How did you get involved?
Well, I got involved because after the Freedom Bell rang to open the National Museum, I thought that the message was so compelling that as a country, you know, we have more that unites us than divides us, and we need to actually step up and be the example to try to heal this racial divisiveness. I agree with Pastor that we have to leave that small minority that you talked about no choice. The way that we do that is we have a conversation. We talk about race. We know that it's there. So we have to have a conversation. We have to understand each other and respect each other and do it in a civil manner, in a Christian manner.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and we have to all understand that we're a human race. I mentioned to Pastor Davis, you know, I've been in the hospital several times, and when they bring in that bag of packed cells, that blood, when you have to have a transfusion, I have never heard one patient say to the doctor, I see that bag of blood, but did it come from a white person or a black person?
Exactly. Yeah.
I have never heard that question asked, and I think that that's where we have to get as a nation.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good point, Connie, because probably, and Pastor Davis, you might agree with this, is that at one time in our country's history, people would ask that question. So the fact that people in your perception, Connie, and in your world where you're at, people aren't asking a question, that says that we're advancing, we're moving things forward here. And when I look over, you know, like you said, we have more that unites us than divides us. I mean, including our DNA, right, Pastor Davis? I mean, there's like, you know.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Right?
And most of the churches, because as you said before, Sunday is the most segregated time, but if a lot of the pastors would take the time and talk about the origin of humanity, and there's one scripture that says, from one blood, God made all nations of people, from one blood.
Yes.
So that means that all of us are from one blood.
Right.
And so, therefore, we need to act like we are children of God. Mm. We need to act like that we are, you know, Americans. And so when we constantly have this division and this racism and stuff like, it does not have to be that way.
Exactly.
What you feed is what will grow.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're telling people, don't feed racism. Don't feed division. Feed unity.
Exactly.
Feed togetherness. feed love, the more you feed these things that push us to a more perfect union, then the end result is that we'll be closer to that perfect union.
Connie, to your earlier point, we have so much to agree on, and as Pastor is saying, when we reflect the image of God, which is what we were made in, and as children of God, when we reflect those attributes, it's a lot easier for us to focus on those things that unify us, does it not?
It absolutely does, and you know, it does not mean that we will necessarily forget our painful past. I think that we are fortified by it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're so acutely focused on the future. And the future is one where there is no place for divisiveness.
Right.
There is no place for us and them. Because heaven doesn't look like a segregated place where you sit on one side or the other.
Mm-hmm.
It's all God. Yes. It's all of God's children.
Well, Pastor Davis, this identity politics that we're having to deal with, and we know that politics is downstream of our culture. Our faith is there, and our faith and our churches have lost their way, as you said earlier, and I agree with that, is that they've gotten quiet because they've been invalidated by the by public opinion, which I thought was quite interesting because about a year ago, Gallup took a poll, and one of the things that stood out in this poll was secular America was saying, hey, where's the people of faith? We need the people of faith. I had to laugh. I go, this is ironic. You told the people of faith to get, not even get to the back of the bus, but to get off the bus altogether, and now you keep wrecking the bus, and you say, hey, where's the people of faith that know how to drive?
And this is why we ring the bell, because
yes,
we want to remind the community of faith, not just the black church, the white church. We want to remind all people of faith.
Amen.
That we have to come together and we have to be visible. I mean, everything Christ did for us, he did it publicly.
Yes,
so therefore, we cannot have these privatized religious expressions. We have to bring to bear our faith on the economic, social, and political aspects of life in order that the world might see that here are the people of faith, here are the transformers of culture. And we can't do that as long as we're hiding behind the four walls of our churches, as long as we're hiding behind our politics. No, we have to come out and communicate our differences and say, hey, but we can go forward. We can go forward and help forge a better future.
Exactly.
We're not saying that we can go back in the past.
We got to leave it there. Connie Harshaw and Pastor Reginald Davis, thank you.
One of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live. You are the air I
breathe. Well, I mean, truth is what it's all about. If we're going to get this country back, we've got to save this country. It has been mired in lies, no doubt. You see it at every turn. I mean, look what's happening, whether we're talking to the IRS, the FBI. This is incredible, and we sit there and scratch our heads. And I got to tell you, I appreciate our previous guest, Connie Harshaw, the board chair for the Let Freedom Ring Foundation, and Pastor Reginald Davis, the pastor of First Baptist Church. And we were talking about Let Freedom Ring, and it's going to continue. The call to heal the racial divide, and there will be a special event on Sunday, February the 24th, at the close of Black History Month. The first female president of the College of William and Mary, Dr. Catherine Rowe, is going to lead the students and alumni in ringing the Freedom Bell to launch what they're calling Beyond February. This is a year-long campaign for unity that the foundation hopes will serve as an example to the nation as the church continues to make history. So you can pray about that and whatever you can do to pass the good word about this happening, because you know, Pastor Davis's heart and Connie's heart are right there, and with so many of us, you know, considering that there is so little, really, when you think about it, that makes us different. We have so much in common, including our DNA. We're like 99.9% all interconnected and related. And, you know, as our founding father said, in pluribus, e pluribus unum, with many, there's one. But when we lose sight of the one, of what unites us, then you have the chaotic country that we are experiencing right now. There is a new CPA study that's showing the competitive U.S. dollar could produce over 6 million new jobs. Jeff Ferry is with us right now, and Jeff can break that down a little bit more. And we're also going to talk about China trade and what's going on there. But this groundbreaking study that I mentioned quantifies economic costs of the overvalued dollar, which right now it is. So on one hand, we look at the overvalued dollar, we say, hey, isn't that good? Well, maybe not so. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm great, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for joining us. Help our audience understand what this means, Jeff, that, you know, the overvalued dollar. As CPA chief economist, we can rely on you because we know your degree was worth something, and you actually did the work as opposed to some other people that God only knows how they got a degree in economy. But as someone suggested, maybe she should, you know, ask for a refund.
Well, I wish my dad was still with us to hear you telling me that the degree was worth all the money, the hard-earned sweat and toil he put into it, because right. I was the first one in my family to go to college. But
wow, awesome.
Be that as it may, what's important here, and it is somewhat technical to understand, but as you know, we've had a trade deficit for 43 years, billions upon billions. It's going to be $600 billion deficit when the new figures come out for December of 2018, and that is the biggest single reason why our manufacturing base has declined so much. And what our study shows is that the overvalued dollar is the single biggest cause of the trade deficit. Because if your currency is priced too high, it makes your goods uncompetitive on world markets. It also makes it easier for importers to invade your market with their products, because they're able to sell here at the U.S. in lower prices when those prices are in dollars.
Exactly. Well, we saw that happen with Solyndra, did we not?
There's lots of things going on in trade, and I'd be the first to say that China doesn't just bend the rules; it breaks the, it throws a 10-ton boulder through the rules and boldly ignores the rules of world trade. So there's lots of things that happen in trade. In Solyndra, solar power, you had the Chinese government subsidizing the industry; you had a bunch of things. But the dollar certainly makes it harder for American companies to compete. Whether we're talking about high-tech computers or low-tech, we've got members who make cutlery, forks and knives out of stainless steel.
Right.
All those products are less competitive because the dollar is 27% overvalued. It's a big problem.
Yeah, so what do we do? I mean, what's the answer to this? I guess the first part is we got to understand that it is, and now what are we going to do about it?
Right. You're absolutely right. The first part is we have to understand, we have to appreciate this problem and focus some attention on it and say, it may be nice that we've got a high dollar for certain people. You know, if you go to Paris on vacation, yeah, it's nice that your currency buys you a lot of French food and so forth. But for this economy to function smoothly, everybody's got to understand, particularly the Wall Street folks have got to understand that a more competitive dollar is going to help our economy. So once we've appreciated that, what do we do? Well, there are two main ways you can reduce the value of the dollar. The method we support is a new charge we call a market access charge, which would levy a small tax on foreigners, only foreigners, no Americans would ever pay this tax. It would levy a charge on foreigners for buying U.S. dollar-denominated assets like stocks and bonds. That's the chief cause of, that's the chief force driving the dollar up. We don't want them buying all those investments. And again, if you're in business of selling stocks and bonds, it sounds attractive, but the devastation it causes across our industrial base and to our agricultural sector is too great. So we've got to put this.
So you just sent these sellers of this product into the ditch here right now. What?
Well, you're right. If I was the Secretary of Treasury, I don't think I'd be saying these things so bluntly to you.
Right.
But we do talk to folks in the Treasury, and one by one, we're winning some points here because they're not dumb. They see the problem too.
Exactly. All right. So a market access charge. That makes sense. I mean, is this creating like 80% of the problem just right there?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's 100% of the problem.
100%. Wow. Okay.
Because to sound like the professor, which maybe I should have been, the way the economy is supposed to work is if you buy too many imports, you're dumping dollars into the world market, and that's supposed to drive down the value of your currency, so you become competitive again. It's a self-equilibrating system. You know, we economists love these self-equilibrating systems. Now, the reason why trade doesn't work that way for the U.S. You know, it does if you're a tiny little country out in Africa or Asia, because nobody wants to buy your currency as an investment. Our problem is millions of people want to spend billions of dollars buying our currency as an investment.
Right.
So trade doesn't operate. Instead, investment flows keep it up too high. So if we could negate that, we would do a big part of solving this problem and making the dollar more competitive. Because we've let this go on so long, it's now a 27% disparity that we have to overcome.
And there's going to be some pain in that difference there. But the upside, you estimate that we're talking $1 trillion plus to the GDP, an additional 6.7 million new jobs over 6 years that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez can attack and try to eliminate, I guess. Just kidding.
Well, she wants them all to work for the government, you know, building green power plants. And, you know, we are bipartisan, so I don't want to criticize any politicians. We want to sign them all up. So what I would say to her, if I had the pleasure of meeting her, is look, these green power initiatives you'd like to see, wind and solar, we're all for that, but we want to manufacture those solar cells and those wind turbines here in this country, because it's crazy to be dependent on China or anybody for that matter. For that, I mean, this used to be the country of high tech. So if we want to, and I believe that we need to be self-sufficient for our power needs. So that means all of those things, fossil fuels, solar, wind. We should have the ability to manufacture the majority of that product here. You know, now I'm not an absolutist. You can import a small percentage of things, but you want to be able to manufacture here, so you need to have a competitive industry. You need to be investing in this technology to create the jobs of the future. Mm-hmm. And, you know, frankly, we all know that over the next 10, 20, 30 years, coal is going to decline. Natural gas is actually going to grow. We need to have this transition at a reasonable rate into new forms of power, and we need to make those things here. And having a competitive dollar and, you know, having tariffs where appropriate, and when China is subsidizing the solar power industry to the tune of billions of dollars, there's no reason for us to be importing from them.
Exactly. And especially, you know, I mentioned Solyndra. To me, which was such a boondoggle, is that here it is, President Obama at the time, don't mean to get political on you, but the reality was, at the time, he took a lot of the people's money, invested it in Solyndra, and then allowed the Chinese to come in and underbid and destroy our investment. Now, I would dare say that had it been President Obama's money and his investment, it might have been treated just a little bit different.
Yeah, it's generally a bad idea to use government money directly in these things. It's a better idea to create the environment in which private people want to invest. Now, if you say, look, the Chinese have been cheating on solar for the last 15 years. I mean, in 2005 was the year they made an announcement, we are going to be number one in solar power. Now, you know, if you say that's the environment, therefore we're going to levy a whopping great tariff. And, you know, I support the solar tariffs we got now, which start at 30% and decline. But if it was up to me, I might say, let's start at 30% and stay at 30% because the Chinese government is subsidizing their industry.
Exactly.
And, you know, create an environment in which somebody wants to invest in a California solar manufacturing facility, and that facility then, you know, goes through and completes the play and makes the products and sells the products and makes profit. That's where you need to get.
So with China losing the trade war, what do you think? We got about 15 seconds. I'll let you summarize it.
A lot's riding on the next few weeks. I hope the Trump administration hangs tough.
Jeff Ferry, CPA, Chief Economist on Bill Martinez Live. Jeff, appreciate the insight and the lessons. We were taking notes, I want you to know, okay?
Okay.
Great job.
Next week.
Thanks. You got it. Thank you.
See
Take care. All righty.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
By now you know.